This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to our Blend podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on mindset and wellness for sensitive souls. If you're new here, then I'm so happy that you've decided to join the love tribe and become a part of this beautiful community and tune in to what I have to say. And if you are returning, then welcome back. I'm happy to have you always. All right, so today we're diving in and we're talking all about reinventing our business. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a hustler, if you got your own business, then this is going to be a great episode for you because let's get real. Right now, it's getting a little tough. There's so many changes. There's so many shifts. We've got new technology. We've got AI. We've got changes in the economy. We've got a whole new way of doing things ever since you know who came into the picture. Not gonna say the virus name, but you know what I'm talking about. but it's been very challenging over these last few years where a lot of the older, more established businesses are starting to crumble. It's a bit of a tower moment happening for a lot of businesses. And so if you want to stay in business, you've got to be able to shift and change and reinvent yourself. So let's go ahead and dive in and talk more about reinventing your business. Now, the first thing that I want to remind you of is to stay in your lane. Okay, what do I mean by that? Because sometimes we can hear that and that makes us feel like, well, I can't grow, like I can't do more things, right? What I mean when I say stay in your lane or get back in your lane is a lot of times, especially when we're feeling so much change happening around us, we begin to question our business. We begin to look at what everyone else is doing. We begin to shift and pivot in those directions that are perhaps perceived to be more successful to us, but in reality, maybe what is working for someone else may not work for us. And so we can begin to lose our why. We can begin to lose our vision. We can begin to lose our sense of authenticity within our own business when we start following the rat race. When we start running in the marathon that we don't really know where the finish line is, we can get very easily distracted. And all of the work that we've built so far begins to fall apart because we're in this space of getting really shifty. So we can get really dizzy by trying to do what everyone else is doing and jumping ship and doing all these different things just to see if we can get better or faster or more successful, and it can really throw us off. So I want you to tune back in with your why and your business and what makes you unique and what is your authenticity, okay? What makes you authentic? All right, so I want you to get back into your driver's seat, back into your car, back into your lane, and I want you to remind yourself of your vision for your business, your why. What are you here to do? How are you here to serve? And what is your special quality that makes you unlike anyone else? And when we stay the course and we focus and we keep our head straight and we look ahead, we're able to withstand the tests of time, when we can remain consistent. Because while everyone else around you might seem like they're moving swiftly, might seem like they're getting so much more success and more money and more this and that, we don't really know their finish line, right? We don't know how long they'll be able to maintain that speed. So if we can stay consistent, as we know, slow and steady wins the race. But that is just your little reminder before we dive into putting in all these shifts and changes and reinvention and all of that. We really should remember our core values in our business, what makes us unique, so that we don't lose that. Okay. All right. And I know, trust me, we've got social media. We've got, follow this algorithm, do this, do that, push that, put da da da. I mean, there's plenty of things to motivate you to get out of your lane. Absolutely. When you're trying to make things work, when you're trying to get your business out there, when you're trying to attract more customers, you're going to try the things that people are telling you to try. But when everyone tries the same thing, it becomes less effective, right? I mean, I don't know how many times I would run into that race of following all of these social media trends, like, oh, well, post at this time and make sure your post is 7 seconds long and add this there and add this there. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, never mind, change this and change that. And I feel dizzy. I feel so dizzy just even thinking about it. And I know what works for me and what's special about me. And that's not something that can be duplicated or copied into an algorithm, right? So I have to maintain my faith and trust that if I stay sincere and authentic to who I am, then the right people will come. And I don't need to grab everything and everyone around me. That makes sense. So if you're struggling in that space, that's my words of wisdom. Okay. All right. So let's dive in and really talk about how we can reinvent our business. All right. So number one, when it comes to reinventing your business, we definitely want to reinvent the business for ourselves first. And it's so easy to forget about you when you are trying your hardest to put so much into your business, trying to bring more money in, and you can run yourself ragged. At least I do sometimes. And it can be so devastating to your mind, to your body. And you put in all this energy and effort into something. Maybe you hit the mark, maybe you don't. But at the end of the day, you start to build some level of resentment when it comes to your business because you're not seeing the success. And at the same time, you're depleting your body. You are sacrificing time away from your family, away from your friends, away from having fun and doing the things that you enjoy to really keep your mind balanced and healthy. And so I want you to keep you in mind first when it comes to reinventing your business. What is going to be a good system for you in order to be able to maintain balance with self-care, with being able to make time for emergencies, make space for doing the things that you feel passionate about, making space for you to recharge? All of those things really need to be taken into consideration when it comes to reinventing your business, because the whole point of being a business owner is that you don't have to work for someone else, but we've got to be a better boss to us. And when you're trying to do it all by yourself, right? I know, like if you just feel that way, just let's just do a nice deep breath. Just breathe in and release. When you're trying to do it all by yourself and we don't make room to delegate or to automate or to collaborate or to eliminate certain things that are really bringing us down, we cannot go very far. And, you know, I would get this advice a lot of times. It's like, oh, well, you just outsource. Yeah, just outsource that. Just have someone else do it. Yeah, just pay someone else to help you with your business. excuse me, but I don't have any money to pay anybody. So that's not going to happen. Okay. And so with knowing that, I know I have to practice more automation. I've got to use more tools. I've got to incorporate more technology, and I have to create things that make it much more easy for me to be able to move swiftly. So if you're able to move swiftly in your business, that's how you know you have a good system. Now, when I say move swiftly, I don't mean rushing. I don't mean moving fast. I mean moving swiftly in the sense that everything is streamlined. You are completely organized. You know where everything is. You can have everything prepared for you, and whenever that time or opportunity comes up, you're ready. That's what I mean by moving swiftly. And in order to do that, you have to lean into more preparation. You've got to prepare more. You've got to organize more. You've got to seriously eliminate the things that are just not working. And this isn't to just completely pivot and change, you know, at the drop of a hat. But if you know that you have done everything, you have marketed, you've created better messaging, you've improved the content, you've done everything you could do, but it's still not doing anything, right? People just aren't interested in it. At that point, you have to look at what is in your best interest and focus more on what is valuable that you do share with other people. What do you know is valuable? What have people asked for? What have people raved about? What have people shared with other people? That's when you know something is valuable. And so when we kind of step a little bit into this scarcity mindset, that's when we start trying to do everything because we're trying to make something. Right? We're trying to make something work. But if you can come back to you and sit down and say, what is valuable? Make that work for you. Okay? And for me, one of the best ways of really connecting well with my business or connecting with the things that I share for value is that I need to live in it. Especially in the space that I'm in, right? Like I'm sharing information on how to elevate your mindset. I'm sharing information on just how to feel better and how to live life in a way that suits you, especially if you're a sensitive soul like me. And so it would be in my best interest that whatever I create, I need to live in that. I need to be my best cheerleader. I need to hype up what I'm doing. And that's going to be really key when it comes to whatever you're providing. Make sure that you are your first customer. Again, I want to remind you to create and reinvent this business for you first. You are the generator. You are the creator of the system. And while that is so exciting and that can feel like such an amazing thing, it is also very, very overwhelming as well. So we want to be mindful of that, that we don't overstretch ourselves and that we can still take care of ourselves, because that's when we know we're actually thriving with our business. And ironically, it's like when you don't spread yourself out too much, you receive more because you can keep your vibration up. You can maintain a good, healthy energy for yourself and you can keep going. The next thing that I want to share with you when it comes to reinventing your business is to learn. I'm always going to touch on this. We want to learn. We want to improve our mind. We want to increase our knowledge. We want to invest in our mindset. And when it comes to running a business, there's so much we don't know, especially when you're new, right? So learn more about marketing. Learn more about what is needed or necessary in order to make things work. Because when we take action without knowledge, we make so many mistakes and we're learning that way. But there are so many people that have gone through this path before you and have figured it out already. You can just save yourself so much time and energy just by taking time to learn. And sometimes as a business owner, you feel like you don't even have time to learn because you're in this execution mode. But just spend maybe 15, 30 minutes a day on learning something new that can help your business improve. Definitely make sure that you're learning when it comes to reinventing your business. The next way of reinventing your business is to adjust the look and feel. I mean, nothing says a reinvention like a new look, right? So when we take this approach of reinventing the look and feel of our business, we really want to put ourselves in the minds of the target audience. And so with that, we've got to really, really know our target audience. We've got to know, what are they into? What's their typical day? What's their personality like? What would resonate with them? But not just that, because that's just the first basis, right? Once you know a little bit more about who your target audience is or who your customer is, then we need to move into this space of figuring out, where do they want to go? How can you get them there? And then we take it a step further, and however they want to feel is the energy we need to evoke. So before they even purchase anything, before they even invest into your business, we must be able to evoke a feeling in them. And that feeling's got to be able to tap into where they want to go and who they want to be. So by you reinventing your business, you're actually helping others to reinvent themselves. And it could be in the smallest ways. You would be surprised. Do you know that everything that we gravitate towards is us tapping into just the person we want to be and anything that resonates with our sense of identity? The other day, I went out and I was like, you know what? I really miss this old piece of myself when I just felt so feminine and I felt just so beautiful and radiant. And one of the pieces to that was that I made sure that I used this particular scent. And so I had this perfume and I ran out and I forgot about that perfume after a while. And I was like, you know what? I want to feel like that again. So what did I do? I went to the store to try to find that same perfume again. And I bought it and there was no question about the price. I wasn't, you know, like, of course I looked at the price, but I wasn't like, is it a good deal? I don't know. That's not the space we want to be in. We don't want the customer to say, is this a good deal? We want the customer to feel something when they come into contact with your brand or in engagement with you or with your content. We want to evoke a feeling. And that can be really challenging to do. And I think that's why a lot of people focus on one type of demographic, because you can be able to evoke that feeling a little more. Consider that when it comes to your look and feel when you're reinventing your business. So we don't want to change the look and feel because we like how something looks, right? Like, that's cool. I want you to like what you create. But really, it should be about the customer, because that's where the income's going to come in, okay? The next way to reinvent your business is I want you to create a forecast for yourself. I want you to look at where you are. What are we doing right now? What are the results we're getting? What's the income? What's happening right now? And where do we want to be? Where do we want to be this year, next year, and in 3 years? Now I know. A lot of us feel pretty burned with trying to figure out what we want to do next year because we have been hit with a lot of unexpected changes. However, we still have to live today, so we can adjust at some other point. We don't have to stay stuck into one space, so if we need to change and adjust, we will. But all things considered, I want you to create your own forecast. And so we know where we are right now in our business. Look at everything. Look at your opportunity areas. Look at what's not working. Look at what is working. Look at your business habits. What do you do when it comes to your business? What are the habits that you implement in your business? And we want to make sure that we're aware of that too when we're looking at our business as a whole. If you have a team, if you have other people that are part of your business, look at their habits. Look at how they're adding to the company, or are they taking away from the company? Look at everything as a whole. Then from there, where do we want to be? Then we figure out the gap. It's very similar to the other episodes we've been covering where we figure out our own personal vision. But what is your business vision? How much money do you want to make? How do you want to serve other people? How do you want to feel in your business? What kind of business are you creating, or are you changing or shifting? So look at all of that. And then from there, we have the gap. How can we fill in the gap? What are some action steps that we can do in a manageable way? Now, going back to the first episode, I talked about the 12-week year. And so I think this is a really good opportunity for us to apply 4 goals for ourselves this year. Just 4. So pick 1 for each quarter and dedicate those 12 weeks to 1 particular goal for each quarter for 12 weeks. I know that's hard because sometimes you feel like you've got to do so many other things and still maintain the small tasks, but at the same time, really seriously put in your energy and effort as much as you can for those first 12 weeks towards that goal and only pick 4. So once we do that, we can be able to actually create a good plan for ourselves. Now, that's not the hard part. The hard part is actually sticking to the plan. And so for that, we want to create some sense of accountability. We want to be able to track ourselves. We want to be able to manage ourselves and see how we're doing when it comes to our goals and how we can make sure that we are not getting off track. What are the days when we're just not really putting in the effort? And also keep in mind to incorporate rest days in this, because we just cannot go full force 100% of the time. So incorporate some rest days. So maybe you incorporate 20 rest days, but outside of that, you touch on your business and you do something, you build a little bit every single day. And see how far you get. And just keep building those blocks one brick at a time. And you'll be amazed at how quickly it adds up. And it won't bear fruit right away, but over time, it absolutely will. So nurture your business, but nurture yourself along the way. And the last thing I want to mention when it comes to reinventing your business, please be mindful to not focus so much on immortalizing yourself as part of your business. I don't know who needs to hear that. It's probably me. But when we try to make a business that is just representing all of us in that moment, we are always growing. We're always evolving. So if we create a business around everything of who we are as a person, we really risk this identity crisis moment at some point, and we'll feel like the business no longer resonates. We will feel a sense of value or self-worth in the business. Like, well, if this business represents me and other people aren't buying what I'm selling, then maybe I'm not that worthy or valuable. And I don't want anyone to feel that way. We want to reframe it so that whatever we are providing as part of a business is just something that is valuable that we share with the world. It does not have to be all of you in that process. So be careful to not sell your whole self when it comes to reinventing your business, but just really focus on, hey, this is what I can do for you on any given day. This is my skill. This is a talent of mine. This is something that I can do. And even if I change, I can still provide this particular thing. Okay. So maybe you can shift the focus or the umbrella a little bit, but overall, what you provide can stay consistent. Now, I know when it comes to technology and when it comes to things changing and shifting, I want to also share with you, we do want to be mindful as to how can we still make things work in this space. And I would not feel so defeated in the sense of, well, nobody's going to buy this particular thing because everybody wants the digital thing. No, not everyone wants the other, you know, popular trending way of doing things. I've noticed even recently, the more and more we move into the space of technology, the more and more a lot of us are seeking that sense of nostalgia. We want something more tangible the more we pull away from it. So if you have something that's tangible, don't think that it's not worthy. But we just want to change the way that we're reaching our audience. So we want to adjust a little bit more. And again, you don't have to jump on the social media bandwagon or whatever the case may be, but just know we've got to lean in a little bit more to marketing ourselves in a different way. So we can learn more about how to optimize our website, if we need a website or whatever works best for us. And sometimes we're not all about just reaching all the numbers, right? Sometimes we just want a little peace too, but we just want to be able to take care of ourselves. We don't need all of the money in the world to feel successful. Maybe success to you just looks like peace, that your bills are covered, your home is taken care of, your family is healthy, you're healthy, and everything is okay. And to me, honestly, I think that's an amazing life. So take all of that into consideration and also remind yourself of how much do you really need in order to feel taken care of. Sometimes we go a little overboard and we overestimate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What we need, and we say we need X, Y, and Z, but do we really? Because when we make this big number for ourselves, we create in our minds and we say, oh, I need, you know, $300,000 by the end of the year, or I need $500 or $600, or I need $1 million by the end of the year. And we're in a space where we're only making $0 or $10,000. But what do you really need? Like, seriously, what would you be okay with? And start from there first. Make that your first baseline. And then you can, you know, elevate, expand. But if we make this overwhelming number, we're like, okay, we do the math. I want to make $500,000 in a year. Okay, so how many things do I need to sell? Ah, I got to sell that. Or, ah, I got to raise the price on this. You know, it can become very overwhelming for you. So just see what you really need. And then from there, you can grow your baseline, okay? All right, well, this concludes our episode when it comes to reinventing your business. I hope that it was helpful for you. Of course, make sure to follow this podcast if you enjoy listening. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. The link is in the description below. Thank yourself for showing up today, and thank you for tuning in to Heartblend Podcast.